Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, John Muir and the Ice That Started a Fire: How a Visionary and the Glaciers of Alaska Changed America, is a nonfiction biography by Kim Hecox that combines the life of John Muir with the environmental history of Alaska, rather than offering a conventional cradle-to-grave portrait. The book uses Muir's encounters with glaciers and wild country to show how his thinking evolved from adventure, writing into conservation advocacy. It places Muir within the larger development of American attitudes toward wilderness, geology, and glaciology, while also emphasizing Alaska as a landscape that shaped national imagination. The book is aimed at readers interested in biography, environmental history, and the origins of modern conservation thought. Its purpose is not only to describe Muir's influence, but also to explain why glaciers mattered scientifically and symbolically, and how one figure helped alter public priorities around preservation, land use, and the meaning of the wild. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, John Muir as both adventurer and ecological guardian. A central strength of the book is its treatment of John Muir as a figure whose identity changed over time. Hecox presents Muir first as a restless outdoor explorer, then as a writer whose experience in wild places led him toward environmental guardianship. This transition matters because it shows conservation as something grounded in lived encounter rather than abstract ideology. Muir's authority came from direct observation of mountains, forests, and glaciers, and the book uses that fact to explain why his voice carried so much weight in public debates. The biography therefore becomes more than a record of events. It traces the formation of an environmental conscience, showing how personal devotion to place can develop into public activism and influence national policy. Secondly, glaciers as scientific evidence, not just scenic backdrops. The book gives glaciers a role that is both literary and scientific. Hecox does not treat them merely as dramatic scenery from Muir's travels. He presents them as objects of study that helped expand understanding of geology and ice processes. This focus is important because it links Muir to the growth of glaciology and to the broader popularization of geological knowledge in the United States. By emphasizing glaciers as evidence of deep natural processes, the book explains why Muir's observations mattered beyond aesthetic appreciation. Readers gain a sense that ice was not only beautiful but intellectually revealing, offering insight into landscape change, earth history, and the forces that shape mountain regions. That dual emphasis gives the book a distinctive balance between biography and science writing. Thirdly, Alaska as a force in shaping American wilderness identity. Another major theme is Alaska's role in changing how Americans imagined wild land. The book presents Alaska not as a remote setting at the margin of the story, but as an essential partner in Muir's intellectual and cultural influence. His travels helped present Alaska as a place of grandeur, scientific interest, and national importance. That mattered because the American conservation movement depended not only on protecting specific sites, but on convincing the public that wilderness had value in the first place. By framing Alaska through Muir's perspective, Hecox shows how geography can influence cultural priorities. The result is a broader historical argument: landscapes do not simply exist. They are interpreted, narrated, and eventually defended through the work of advocates and writers. Fourthly, the book as an environmental history of changing priorities, the biography also works as an account of how American priorities shifted around land, development, and preservation. Muir's legacy in the book is not limited to admiration for scenic beauty. Hecox argues that Muir helped reorder public values by insisting that wilderness, glaciers, and national parks deserved defense against short-term exploitation. This is especially significant in light of conflicts over Yosemite and Hetch Hetchy, which symbolize the tension between utilitarian development and preservation. The book uses Muir's career to show that conservation emerged through struggle, argument, and public persuasion. In that sense, it offers readers a history of environmental thought as a political and cultural contest, not just a moral ideal. Lastly, a bridge from 19th century wilderness thinking to modern climate concern. Although the book is rooted in historical biography, it has clear relevance to present-day environmental concerns. The discussion of glacier retreat and the continuing importance of ice connects Muir's era to current climate realities, making the book feel timely without turning it into a policy tract. This connection is valuable because it helps readers understand why Muir still matters his attention to glaciers' anticipated later environmental awareness about fragile systems and long-term change. Hecox also places Muir in a lineage of environmental thinkers that extends to figures such as Aldo Leopold and Rachel Carson, reinforcing the idea that ideas about nature develop across generations. The book therefore functions as both history and context, helping readers see how earlier conservation thinking informs present debates about climate, wilderness, and scientific responsibility. In conclusion, this book will appeal most to readers who want more than a standard biography. It is well suited to readers of environmental history, conservation writing, American studies, and science-inflected nature narrative. Those interested in John Muir will find a focused account of how his experiences in Alaska and his observations of glaciers shaped both his public voice and his legacy. Readers who care about the history of national parks, wilderness preservation, or the development of glaciology will also benefit from its broader historical framing. What sets it apart from many similar books is its dual focus. It treats Muir as an individual thinker while also treating glaciers and Alaska as historical agents in their own. Right, that structure gives the book a wider intellectual range than a simple life story. It explains why Muir mattered, why glaciers mattered, and why the relationship between people and landscape remains central to environmental history. The result is a compact but substantial work that connects biography, science, and conservation in a way that feels distinctive within the genre. If you would like to support Kim Hia Cox, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.